Om Shanti. Today, Bap Dada is seeing the souls in all four directions along with you children. The children in all four directions are in front of the Father in their angelic forms. Is seeing both types of gatherings, one the children in their corporeal forms and the other in their angelic forms. Both the gatherings are so big. Dada is happy to see the children in both the gatherings. Why? Because Bap Dada is seeing every child in his two special forms. One is that each child is the ancestor of all humanity. You are the foundation of the whole tree. It is the foundation from which the whole tree emerges. The second form is the word Purvaj, which had its first meaning in the form of ancestor, and the second meaning would be that
Atman.
Purvaj is the elder one, the matured one. So it is you souls who have a role right at the beginning of the world cycle, and therefore you are the oldest ones. The highest ones. And therefore,
Sarva Atmauke Purvajo.
You are the ancestors of all the souls. And along with that, you are also the first creation of the Highest on High Father. You Brahmin souls who are the first creation.
So,
just as it is said that God is the highest on high. Similarly, you also are the highest on high, the ancestors of all. This is why the father is very happy to see all his ancestor children. You also are happy, aren't you? Are you also happy to know that you are the ancestors? Do you maintain that faith and intoxication? Do you? Those at the back, do you maintain that faith and intoxication? So Bab Dada is seeing or watching the gathering of ancestors today. The second form which the father is seeing is that all of you who are the father's children, when it is said children, it means to belong to the father. Which means to be called a child of the father. And when it is said child, the Hindi word is bachche, bachcha, which also means to be protected. So it has two meanings. The word bachche means children as well as the protected ones. And therefore, as you become Baba's bachche, children, you also become protected from Maya. How are you children protected from Maya? Or do you sometimes get entangled in the web of Maya? It is said that when one is caught in a storm, he can get trapped, and therefore one should know the right method to be freed from a storm or a cyclone. And therefore, hope you are not the ones who will get caught in a storm or a cyclone. Those sitting in the corner say, are you protected from the cyclone of Maya? Is there anyone who is trapped in the storm or cyclone? Are you protected ones? And they say, yes, we are the protected ones. It should not be that here you say yes, and when you go back, you say no. Once you come to know how to be saved from the cyclone, then there is no question of being trapped in it again. You have come to know Maya very well, haven't you? Or is it that you also become ignorant of Maya sometimes? And when that happens, you say that you did not know that it was Maya. Why? Because just as it's the fashion of these days, they wear different types of masks on their face. One moment they become something, and the next moment they become something else. You have seen it, haven't you? So Maya also, has many masks with which it can trap you. It has a big shop of masks.
Just
It can take up any form whenever it likes.
उस समय कर लेती है. और अगर फंस गए.
And if you get trapped, maybe out of ignorance, then it takes a very long time to come out of it. Then, even if 1 second of Sangam Yoga is wasted, it means to lose 1 year. It's not 1 second, but it's equivalent to 1 year. Imagine first how small Sangam Yuga is. At present, you are celebrating the Diamond Jubilee. And in this short period,
जो बनना है, जो जमा करना है,
whatever you have to become or whatever you have to accumulate, that you can do it only now. So Bab Dada was observing that the time limit for becoming what we have to become is so short. And after you have achieved, that becomes the result for the whole kalpa. So, the time you get to become is only 60 years, and the fruit of that you get for the whole kalpa of 5,000 years. Okay, little more time maybe after this, but however much time is left, even after that, after adding that, compared to the thousands of years of fruit, this is nothing. The time span is very short.
Akar. Satyugmi. Rajya Adhikaripatyo.
In Satyug, even if you become sovereigns, or you come in the royal family, well, it cannot be that everyone can claim the throne because there are so many and the thrones are limited. For example,
Bella Lakshmi Narayan.
There is the first Lakshmi and Narayan. They will sit on the throne. But those who will belong to the Lakshmi Narayan, that is the royal family of Lakshmi Narayan, even they will get great love and respect from everyone. So, even if you come in the royal family of the first number Lakshmi Narayan, you will still be called first number, though you may not sit on the throne to rule. But the fruit you will achieve will be the number one fruit. Otherwise, it will not be possible for everyone to receive a throne even till the end of Silver Age. Even at the end of Silver Age, because there are so many of you. However,
Vishwa Raja
everyone has the aim that I want to become a world sovereign. Isn't that your aim? Or you don't mind becoming a sovereign of one state, one area? Therefore, to come in the royal family of the first number sovereign, even this is an elevated effort. Someone may get the throne and someone may be part of the royal family. But who is to get what? In that also there is great secrecy. The one who is always seated on the heart throne of the Father in a very natural and easy way and constantly at Sangam Yoga, not sometimes seated but constantly seated, and also who is seated right from the beginning and remains seated till the end. Who not even in his dreams weakens in his promise of purity, that is the one who is always strong in his promise of purity, not even in his dreams. Has impurity touched him?
Yes.
only such elevated souls are constantly on the heart, only such souls are eligible for the throne.
Jani subject me.
Those who have taken good marks in all the four subjects that is, have passed with good numbers. From the beginning till the end. Only they will be called pass with honors. If someone has lost some of his marks in between, but then makes up later on, then too he will be not of that category. So it's not the one who makes up for his loss, but the one who right from the beginning does or passes in all the four subjects according to the liking of the father, only he can claim the throne. Along with that,
Brahmana Sansar Sarvaki Pyari.
The one who is liked by everyone in the Brahmin world, the one who helps everyone. And also each one in the Brahmin family respects that one. from within. Only such a one who is who gets this respect is worthy of claiming the throne. But if he lacks in anything, but if he lacks in any of these, then he will come number-wise in the royal family, or he can come number-wise in the royal family, maybe in the royal family of the first throne, or the eighth throne, or maybe in even in Silver Age. So, if you wish to claim the throne, then you have to check all the things mentioned. If, for example, you get 100 marks in service, but in dharana, you get only 25%. Then what will happen? Will that one claim the right to the throne? Many children go ahead in all other subjects. But in practical dharana or practical inculcations.
Visa. Opening
where that is concerned, they are unable to mold themselves in every circumstances, because the one who can mold himself in every circumstance, he becomes real gold. And Baba often says, the one who's able to mold becomes gold. Sometimes Maya is even more clever than the children.
What?
Very quickly, according to the circumstance, it changes its form or takes up a particular form, and then what do the children say? Because the children's thoughts reach the father, does it not? So, what do the children say? They say, that one person is wrong and the other person is right. Yes, but sometimes it happens that both may be wrong in some way or the other. For example, you consider yourself to be absolutely right. And the other one is definitely completely wrong, and you do believe him to be wrong. Now, you are right, and that other one is wrong. Even then, as is the style, as is the atmosphere, according to that, even if you are right, you have to mold yourself, even if for that you may have to merge a great deal, you may have to even go away if it is needed. But you'll have to do it. But many children say, Baba, what is this? In every circumstance, is it I who has to surrender all the time? Is it I who has to die all the time? I am meant to die all the time and the others are meant to enjoy. Is it like that? Do I have to die every time? That is surrender every time. This is very difficult, Baba. I have already died alive once and that it was easy. I have become a Brahma Kumar, a Brahma Kumari. And even this is dying alive, is it not? Haven't you died alive? So this dying is very easy, is it not? Have you all died? Spiritually, you have all become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris and died from the old world. But it is difficult to keep dying every now and then, again and again, in every circumstance. That's difficult. Many younger ones say, it's we who have to die a great deal. And the elders say, that we have to hear a great deal from others. So you have to tolerate a great deal, Baba Sling, the younger ones, and they have to hear a great deal. Now, who really dies then? Who dies? Do both die or just one of them die? Because the younger ones say, we have to tolerate too much. And the elder ones say that we have to hear too much. But then who die? Should both die or should only one die? Should both die? Somebody says both should die. And Baba says both should die. Well, if both die, all die, then that's the end of the play. Because when everyone dies, then that's the end of the play. And that is the end of the story too. Do you know how to die? Or do you find it difficult? Because sometimes, you know, when people are not dying, they are breathing heavily and they are neither dying nor are they alive. They breathe heavily and there's too much pain. So, do you find it difficult? Do you find it painful when children tell Baba, Baba, what is it? Only I have to die. Is it only I who has to change? Is it my responsibility just to change? But isn't it another one's responsibility also to change? And Baba said, yes, both of you take the share. We can say, okay, you die half, I will die half. Or you die this much, I will die that much. And in this way you should compromise. So, when Bhaktada sees such scenes, he feels great mercy too. But this type of dying is not really dying. This dying is living forever. People say, one cannot go to heaven without dying. They say this, don't they? Well, if that dying takes one to heaven, but this dying gives one the right to the sovereignty in heaven. This is why this type of dying means claiming the right to sovereignty in heaven. You get frightened. You say, oh, I'll have to die. I have to tolerate so much. So, you make a mountain out of a molehill by thinking like that. Now, for example, somebody comes in front of you. He's not a thief or a robber, but you are afraid that he may rob you. He's a thief. Then, because of that fear, what happens? What happens when one gets frightened of someone? That fear either it leads to very heavy palpitation in the heart, or the blood pressure rises. It happens, does it not? Where are the doctors? Fear leads to that, does it not? The blood pressure rises, or sometimes there's very heavy palpitation in the heart. So you get frightened and you say, I'll have to die. But dying is not a big thing. But the fear makes it a big thing. And then you say, I don't know what happened. Daddy, I don't know what happens to me. And Daddy is smiling. It is the fear. Something happens. Even though it may not be something big, but the fear makes it big. And therefore, just as you did not get frightened in dying alive, you did it very happily. You surrendered yourself to Baba. So too, very happily, you die, you have to die. And don't use the word dying, but say transformation. You use the word die, this is why you get frightened. But just use the word transformation. Actually, it is not dying. It is actually claiming a number in the subject of dharana. Do not get frightened if there is need to tolerate. Why do you get frightened? You get frightened because you think that why should I tolerate when something is, when I have done nothing wrong? if it's wrong by someone else, then why should I tolerate? That's what you think. However, who has actually given you the instruction to tolerate? Did the one who spoke lies give you the instruction that you have to tolerate? Many children do tolerate. But to tolerate out of reluctance and to tolerate because of love for Papa, in that there is a very big difference. To tolerate reluctantly and to tolerate because you love Papa, that makes a big difference. It's not because of that circumstance you tolerate. But because you have been instructed by Baba that you have to be tolerant. So you obey the Father. And to obey God's direction, this is something good, is it not? You should be happy about it. Should you not, or should you tolerate reluctantly? So many times you do tolerate, but it is in a mixed form. There is love for Baba and there is also tolerance due to reluctance. That is, you reluctantly tolerate. But if when there is to tolerate, why not do it with love? Why do you do it reluctantly? Accept it with love. What happens is that person comes in front of you and therefore you think that it's difficult and you have to tolerate reluctantly. But if you bring Baba in front of you, then you will remember Baba's instructions and you will tolerate out of love. So if you keep Baba in front of you, your tolerance will not be reluctantly but out of love, will it not? Therefore, never say that, why should I die? The word dying has become common these days. Oh, I have to die so much, I have to die. And for how long will I keep dying? For how long will I keep tolerating? 1 year, 6 months? It is better to die once and for all. For how long can I keep on dying in this way? For how long do you have to die? Baba is asking. So it is not dying, but it is claiming a right. So So what will you do? Will you die? It is not dying. Finish this word, dying. You think of dying, and naturally everyone is afraid of death, is it not? Leave aside your own death, but even if you hear a news of someone's death or you see a dead person, then also you may get frightened. People are frightened even they see a dead body, is it not? Therefore the word dying or death or this word dying is not good. It's not an auspicious word. Use auspicious words. This word is not in the Brahman's dictionary, and Baba does not know who started this word dying. It must be someone from you only who started this word. You means Baba does not refer to those sitting in front of Baba, but it means it is the Brahmins who started the word or started using the word dying. Bhaptat observed that well, Baba mentioned only one example, but Bhaktad observed that during the whole day, so many waste words are spoken. Sometimes, even jokingly, words are spoken. The words they speak are not right, but when they are asked why did they say like that, they answer, well, it was only jokingly, I didn't mean it. But Baba says, are such type of jokes part of your disciplines? Is it in your maryadas to speak jokes in this way? Even if you do make jokes, they should be based on knowledge and yoga. They should be yog-yukt and gyan-yukt, not unnecessary jokes. You may consider it to be a joke, but it can make another one's stage fluctuate. Therefore, is that really joking? Or is it giving sorrow to that one? Therefore, today Bhaktada noticed that as you are the ancestors and you are also the highest on high, the worship-worthy souls, the method which is adopted for worshipping you is not adopted for worshipping anyone else in the whole Kalpa. Therefore you are the ancestral souls as well as the worship-worthy souls. And ancestral souls are in Hindi called Purvaj. And worship-worthy is called Pujya. So you are Purvaj as well as Pujya. All the children who become the children of the father, they are definitely worshipped, but the worship of some is done very systematically and the worship of others is done just for name's sake. Here too, those Brahmins who sit in yoga and show that they are meditating, but actually partly they are dozing away and partly they are having waste thoughts and partly doing yoga or having good pure thoughts. But then what is that? This is only namesake, sitting. And when the time is over, the white light is switched on, meditation over. Similarly, even in dharana, some do dharana only for name's sake. When any circumstance will come, they'll say, well, let us do it in this way and then we'll see what happens later on. And then what happens is that the worship of such souls is only just namesake. Not done in an intense way. See, in bhakti they make 100,000s of saligrams. You have seen them, haven't you? Do they worship these saligrams in a systematic way? No, just namesake. They take a big pipe and clean or wash or do puja of the saligrams together, not separately each one. And then when they have to apply tilak, they don't apply tilak to individual saligrams, but they just sprinkle with their fingers, that's all. So what is this? This is just namesake worship. So you all become worship worthy, no doubt. But how do you become worthy of worship in that? Everyone is number wise. Of some, the worship is done of every sense organ. You know, in Mathura, they show that the deity is brushing its teeth. So even that scene is of importance. The deity is brushing their teeth. So every sense organ is worshipped. Even the teeth are worshipped. So let not your yoga, dharana be just namesake. If you do that, then your worship will also be namesake. What do you think, teachers?
I'll keep it here.
You sit in the front. Which means you also have to claim a number in the front, or is it just sitting in the front? That's all. You have to claim a number in the front also. Is it not? Do you wish to claim a number in the front? So do not stay back. Do not be behind. Keep the intoxication that we are not only ancestors, but we are also worship worthy. As great you are, that much great is your responsibility to become great is not something to be happy about, or to become big is not something to be happy about. But when it is said that this he is big, it means his task is also big. Are all the teachers happy? Are all the teachers happy? Or do you still have any desire in your mind? If there is any desire, then that desire will not allow you to become good. There's again rhyming word. Ichha means desire and achha means good. So if there is any ichha, then you will not be able to become achha. Ichha will not allow you to become achha. And it is seen that any desire is such a thing. Just like if you walk in the sun, then you see your shadow going ahead of you. If the sun is behind you, and then your shadow is ahead of you, and if you try to catch your shadow, will you be able to hold it? But if you turn your back against your shadow, then where will your shadow go? It will follow you, won't it? So, shadow attracts towards itself and makes you wander. But if you leave desire, then it will follow you like your shadow. The one who keeps on asking can never become full or complete. Some say, I don't ask for anything. But there are various forms of royal asking. In the form of royal begging, Baba says. You know what is the meaning of royal begging? Do you know its meaning? Do the new ones know what is royal begging? It is in the form of limited desires, like I should get a name, I should get some prestige, some praise, my name should be announced at least sometime in the list of special souls, I should be also one of the senior brothers, I should be one of the senior sisters. I should also get this type of chance. So, if you are asking or begging for anything, you cannot become full with treasures of happiness in you. To run after limited desires or asking something is just like a mirage. So you should always save yourself from this it is not bad to remain small. Those who are small, they are like God. Why? Because you are ahead in the list of those seated on Baba's heart throne. Limited desires have been experienced by you already, is it not? Do they make you cry or do they make you happy? They make you cry, is it not? The one who makes one cry is called Ravan. They say Ravan makes you cry, but Baba makes you happy. Does he make you cry or does he make you smile? So today, Bap Dada
is for attention,
is drawing your attention towards this. There is a lot of waste. Which is not light. Something you may like, but if another one does not like, then you should finish that word if it is not liked by someone else. During the whole day, if Bap Dada was to note down the words you speak which are not right, then it can make a big file of them. Therefore, waste thoughts, bad words, or even speaking loudly. Because even speaking loudly disturbs many souls. Don't say that, what can I do? My voice is loud. You can become conqueror of Maya and you cannot become conqueror of your voice. Therefore, today's lesson is Do not speak words which can disturb others. And also, do not speak waste words. There are some who keep on speaking for half an hour what they could speak just in 2 minutes. So, to elaborate a great deal what could be spoken in just 4 words, for that there is no need to speak 12-15 words. Your slogan is speak less, speak softly, so those who say that, what can I do, my voice is loud, I can't help it, not that I want to speak loudly, but my voice is loud. Then you should put this slogan around your neck. Speak softly, speak less. What happens is you may be talking loudly unintentionally, but those who watch you, who hear you, they don't realize that you are speaking loudly, because that is natural in you to speak loudly, but they may think that you are fighting. So even this is disservice. This is why today's lesson is to free the self from waste words or words which disturb others. So, be free from waste words. And the Hindi word is Vyarath Bol Mukta. And if you do speak less and speak softly, it will be very helpful to you to become an angel. There are some who speak and speak and speak whole day. If Baba would tell you what goes on, you will also laugh. So what lesson have you learnt? Do economy of words. Value your own words.
Ask
Just as for Mahatmas or great souls, it is said that words spoken from the lips of great souls are golden words, and golden words are never repeated, means they are very limited and very precious. Therefore, speak those words, limited words, which are powerful, which give benefit to other souls. Even jokingly, if you tell someone, oh, this one is mad, he is senseless. Many such words Bap Dada keeps hearing, which you speak. So such type of words should not come from the lips of Brahmin souls, because if you speak such words, then it is like giving them a curse, because whatever you speak can come true, and if you say you are mad, it can curse that person. You have to give happiness to everyone. Let your words be yukti yukt, full of yukti, that is, speak right words. And speak what is necessary to speak. Don't speak waste words. You should check that in 1 hour what words you speak. So in 1 hour you should check how many words you spoke were waste words and how many were right, good words, righteous words. You do not even know the value of your words. So if you check, you will come to know its value. Know the value of words. Speak in less words possible, and let the words spoken be right and auspicious. Because before the Diamond Jubilee year begins, as this is the last month before that, the first month of the year will be the start of the Diamond Jubilee year, and then the whole year you have to become diamond. Or will you try to become a diamond only for 6 months? Or will you do it the whole year? Whole year. This is why Bap Dada is drawing the attention in particular to words today. Why? Because when Bap Dada looks around in all four directions, he sees the waste going on. It's not that he does that the whole day, but it takes only a second for Bap Dada to look around and see everything. So, did you learn this lesson by heart? Well, the lesson of becoming free of waste words and inauspicious words, or sometimes free and sometimes caught or trapped in words. Each one should see himself. You shouldn't start seeing others, because if somebody is speaking unwanted words and you start telling him, "See, Baba spoke the Murli and still you are speaking such words," don't see anyone else. Don't even tell anyone else. Just see yourself. Ask yourself, how much have I adopted Baba's Srimad? Now you see one another. If this one is doing, so what if I did also? But when it will be time for claiming the right, then the one who's looking at others, or the one who's doing it, his status will be lowered. Will you then accompany him or give him your company when he claims a low status? If somebody is doing wrong, and if you say, "But even he is doing it, why shouldn't I do it?" So if this time you see others and want to do the same, but when his status is lowered, will you accompany them that time also? That person? Those sitting at the back say, "What do you want? What do you have to be free of? What do you have to be free of? Waste words, unwanted words, inauspicious words. Will you become that?" Those who think it is difficult to be free of this, raise your hand. Those who think that it is difficult to be free of waste words, raise your hand. Is there anyone? Is there anyone? Last time when Baba told you to write on a slip or paper how much time you needed, and Baba did get the result. He did get some slips, and now that group has gone. But Bab Dada is congratulating those children and is also, along with that, encouraging them, giving them courage that as they have determined, because they have said in their slip, "I need 6 months' time, I need 2 months' time to become complete," or however much time they have written. So Bab Dada is giving them the courage, and within that time they will become complete, and Baba congratulates them because they all at least spoke the truth. Okay. Only 1 month left for the Diamond Jubilee year to begin, and out of that 1 month, 15 days have nearly passed and very few days left. So you have to become free. At least come in the royal family of the first, or if not the first, then the second throne sovereigns. Okay, all those who have come for the first time in this kalpa, raise your hand. First time in this kalpa, raise your hand. You see, all double foreigners have come first time. Raise your hand.
Acha.
Do all the new ones who have come keep the courage, or have all the new ones who have come kept the courage that we will make fast efforts, and in this Diamond Jubilee year make our life like a diamond and come ahead in the front. Those who think that we will definitely do it, raise your hand. The new ones who have come first time, those who think that they will keep the courage and become real diamonds in the Diamond Jubilee year, raise your hand. Okay, lower your hand. And the new ones who have come, but if you think that it is not possible, that who think they will not be able to do it now, but maybe end of the year, raise your hand, or maybe after that it will be possible, not so soon. Don't feel shy. Those who think it's not possible so soon, as we are very new, don't feel shy. Raise your hand. Don't hesitate. Some are hesitating. But Bab Dada tells them, keep the courage. Keep the courage. And you will continue to get Bab Dada's help. Become worthy to claim the Father's help through your courage. And in a short period of time, you can go ahead. This is why
Delshikas Naiva
Do not
become
disheartened or lose all the hope and say, I don't know whether I'll be able to do it or not. Don't be disheartened. Okay, which zones have come? All eastern zone, Bengal, Bihar, Assam, Orissa, Nepal. Raise your hand. Big group from East India. Bap Dada is very happy to see so many. Welcome. Who else has come? UP zone. All those of UP, raise your hands. Banaras too. They're together. Who else? Maharashtra, Pune. All Pune. Raise your hands. All this is Pune. Nagpur. Nagpur. Raise your hands. Also Maharashtra. Raise your hand high. Do you know, don't you know how to do exercise? You have given them less number. Burhanpur. That's also part of Maharashtra. Very good. And where do you belong at this time? Are you from off Pune or Nagpur? At this time, who are you? Who are you? Madhuban Nivasis. Are you sure? It's hope it's not that your body is here and mind is there. No. Everyone is happy on hearing the word Madhuban. Hubli, Hubli, raise your hand. That's Karnataka. Hubli, Karnataka. Many from Hubli. Who else?
MP
Bhopal. Bhopal, those of Bhopal, raise your hands. After this, I think double foreigners. Remind Ram Shlok for double foreigners. You have the habit of raising your hand only half. Don't you know how to do exercise? Remind Ram Shlok of double foreigners. All those of Bharat, the names have been mentioned. Now double foreigners who have come in this week, raise your hand. Only those have come in this week, raise your hand. In this also, there are, yes, double foreigners at the back also. Baba is able to see everyone. Yes, yes, now you can lower your hand. All the young ones between the age of 18 and 40 years, all the young ones, raise your hand, the youth group. What will the youth do in the Diamond Jubilee year? The youth have double strength. They have the physical strength as well as the spiritual strength. So in the Diamond Jubilee year, what speciality will you show through your double strength? To hold functions, to go on marches, that is common. You have done it many times, haven't you? What will you do now? In the country, the youth associations or the young people harass the government a great deal. But each one of you youth should go to such associations and change those young people who do a lot of damage of the country or those who harm others. Each youth should prepare a group of youth like him who have really transformed their lives just as he has done in every zone. There, in some zones there are 50 centers and some 100 centers and so many Gita Paathshalas. But every zone in its area, wherever there are its centers, prepare samples of those youth who have transformed their lives. Do you remember when the bandits or robbers, you know, when they were given the course, they were given the course, and out of them, one of them changed himself completely And he became a very good example. So it was seen that even if one bandit or robber, you know, he changed himself, and wherever he would go, he would relate his experience, and everyone would be so interested in hearing his experience. Similarly, you should approach such youth associations where there is a large gathering of youths, and prepare other youths to the extent you can. Prepare examples, and then all the new youth who will be prepared in this way, they will be invited in one place, and there will be a function, a celebration. Then the government department heads should be invited, and they should be informed that these young people, how they have transformed themselves, what these youth do and what the other youth of the country do. So are you youth ready? Are you ready? You have to claim a number ahead, is it not? Yes or no, are you ready? Yes. How much time do you need? You want to claim a number ahead, so when will you be ready for that? Do you need 6 months of the Diamond Jubilee year? 4 months? How many months do you need? How much time do you need? Which is the largest zone? Maharashtra. Is the head of Maharashtra sitting here? All the teachers of Maharashtra, raise your hand. There are so many. What do you think? Can the youth of Maharashtra do it? Answer. There are many youth in Maharashtra. All the youth of Maharashtra, raise your hand. The youth of Maharashtra, raise your hand. Many at the back too. Will the youth of Maharashtra do this task? Prepare samples of youth who are totally transformed. Say, do you find it difficult? Those who say yes, we will do it, raise your hand. The other zone, next zone. Those of UP, raise your hand. The young ones. the youth of UP, raise your hand. The youth of UP, raise your hand. Will those of UP do it? Say yes or no. In how much time will you do it? Do you need 6 months of the Diamond Jubilee year? 6 months? After 6 months, don't say that nobody listens to me. Now give me another 6 months more. Even whether you create more samples or less samples, it doesn't matter. But don't say no. Who will claim the number? Who will claim the first number? Will Maharashtra claim the first number? Did the youth understand what they have to do? Now, do the teachers think that it will take place? Will it be possible for this to happen? Will it happen for the youth to be transformed? Can it be possible? It has to happen, someone says. Yes.
Government ko practical misal chahiye.
The government needs practical examples. You say, don't you, that we do a lot of social work too? So they want examples. Prepare such a group, and it's the work of the teachers to get it done. All the Kumaris raise their hand. Which zone has maximum Kumaris? From which zone more Kumaris have come? Those Kumaris of Maharashtra, raise your hand. The Kumaris can stand up. They are light in weight, so they can stand up. There are so many Kumaris. Sit down. Kumaris of Karnataka, Hubli zone, raise your stand up. The Kumaris of Madhya Pradesh, Bhopal zone, stand up.
Madhya Pradesh.
Why is everyone laughing?
Eastern Kyoto.
Eastern zone, Kumaris, stand up. Teachers should not stand up, just the Kumaris who are living in their homes, studying or working. Quite a big number. So from wherever you have come, for the Kumaris it is said that a Kumari is that one who gives benefit to both her families. Means even before marriage, she benefits her lucky family, and after marriage, she benefits her in-laws family. But you have only one family. So, just as to the youth, Baba said that you have to approach youth groups or youth associations and transform them. So too, there are many associations for women and they are everywhere. Do you understand what Baba is trying to say? Wherever you are situated, there are many wandering souls who need to be transformed, and you have to transform them. You to create your group. so that in the Diamond Jubilee year,
government ko dikhaye.
You show to the government that see, the mothers can be changed, the young ones can be changed, the youth can be changed. So the mothers living in households, raise your hand. The mothers living in households, raise your hand. See, mothers raise their hand very well. The mothers sitting in the middle, they are clever in raising their hand. What will the mothers do? There are many miserable, unhappy souls who, because of bad company, have been trapped . So there are such associations of them, and you should go according to their rules. Don't go just like that. You may be insulted and you will have to come back, but go according to their rules. And let the teachers decide, because the mother who goes to such associations of women, she should be very effective in what she speaks. Her words should carry weight, and she should know the art of speaking. Therefore, you have to prepare a rosary of such souls who have transformed themselves, and then you will definitely come in the rosary yourself. All the scattered beads are to be brought together. So prepare such a rosary. The mothers can do it. The mothers can do it. Do not go without permission. Take permission from your teacher first, and go according to the rules of those institutions, and go in groups, not individually. Not that each one should take appointment and go on your own. No, it shouldn't be like that. Go according to their rules. Did you understand? What will those of this was also a game, Baba Singh. In some groups, these games are played. It's a game. the brothers who live in households, raise your hands. Many brothers. Many Pandavas. What will the Pandavas do? In whatever department you work, or whatever field you are in, whatever profession you have, in a Laukik way, whilst doing your Laukik job, along with that, through your activity, your behavior, you can influence others a great deal. So the Pandavas have to prepare at least two or three in their office and transform them in the Diamond Jubilee year. You have to increase your numbers too. You have to grow in numbers. Therefore, the Pandavas also have a great task to do. Have all of you, do all of you remember your lesson now? What do you have to do? Be free of waste words. Hope you haven't forgotten it. Do those at the back remember? Do the mothers remember? Okay, to all the ancestral souls, to the elevated souls who have this faith and inspiration. to all the karma yogi souls who perform every action according to the Father's Srimad. To all the children who, with their determined thought, follow the Father's footstep, at every step, the Father's Yad Pyar and Namaste, and double Namaste to the double foreigners.